WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:05, it's cloudy, and actually partly cloudy, and 65 degrees. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and area news. In state news, a Dubuque soldier is recovering in a San Antonio hospital from a bullet wound that has paralyzed him from the chest down. The Dubuque Telegraph Herald reports 19-year-old Cody Scahill could be facing up to 2 years of recovery and therapy before he'll be able to manage on his own. The corporal was injured in Afghanistan on April 22nd. It was a non-combat wound that the Iowa Army National Guard said resulted from a, quote, negligent discharge of a weapon. Scahill is assigned to Company A, 1st Battalion, 133rd Infantry, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division in Dubuque. His father, Robert Scahill, is in Texas with his son. Family members say Cody Scahill's spirits were low after he was shot, but have since been raised considerably. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division Administrator Derek Hill will visit Hamburg this evening to tour a secondary levee that workers are racing to build in an attempt to protect the city from a devastating flood from the Missouri River. Branstad and Hill are expected to hold a news conference after the tour wraps up. Meanwhile, state, local, and federal officials will be conducting preliminary damage assessments in 6 western Iowa counties located along the Missouri River. Information from the assessments could be used by Branstad to request a presidential disaster declaration. The governor's scheduled stop in Hamburg is at about 7:45 p.m. and is not expected to affect his itinerary for the rest of the afternoon, which includes stops in Carroll, Audubon, and Atlantic as part of his Working Together for a Better Future tour. The stops are part of his 43-city tour that began last week. Branstad said he's traveling the state to discuss the budget and his administration's plans to restore honest budgeting practices. Branstad will be in Carroll this afternoon at 3 o'clock, where he will speak at the Pizza Ranch restaurant. At 4:30, he's scheduled to be in Audubon for a meeting with the Audubon County Economic Development Group at 800 Market Street. And at 5:45, Branstad will be in Atlantic at the Rock Island Train Depot. More information on his schedule and the event can be found at www.governor.iowa.gov. Amtrak is restoring its California Zephyr passenger train service between San Francisco and Chicago, which was disrupted by the flooding Missouri River in the Omaha area. Amtrak says that service will be restored for the complete route except in Omaha. Service was suspended on June the 7th between Denver and Chicago, which included Fort Morgan, Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa, except for Fort Madison, because of flooding and closures on Burlington Northern's Santa Fe tracks in the Omaha area. Amtrak says service will resume today with the eastbound train from California and tomorrow with the westbound train in Chicago. Temporary levees have been built over BNSF tracks to help protect Omaha and Bellevue. Amtrak says alternate transportation will be provided between Lincoln and Omaha and between Creston and Omaha. The Lake Manawa State Park campground has been closed through August due to safety concerns of the levee holding the Missouri River back will not withstand the pressure over the expected 8 weeks of flooding. The park will remain open for day use until there is direct evidence the levee will not hold. Kevin Skodronsky, chief of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources State Parks Bureau, says if the levee were to breach, there would be little time to evacuate the campers, so they decided to take the cautious approach and close the campground. Skodronsky said the DNR is in the process of notifying campers holding the 125 reservations at Lake Manawa, with arrivals between yesterday and August the 31st, of its closure and refunding their money. Lake Manawa has 36 electric and 35 non-electric campsites. Lake Manawa is the third state park that will be impacted by the Missouri River. The DNR has already closed Wilson Island, also in Pottawatomie County, and Lewis and Clark State Park in Monona. Nearby state park, Waubonsie, Viking Lake, Lake Anita, Prairie Rose, Stone, and Blackhawk will likely see increases in attendance due to the park closures. Skoronsky said the three popular parks draw about 66,000 campers per year. Lake Manawa State Park hosts an estimated 1.5 million park visits per year. That's the highest total in the Iowa State Park system. The nation's corn farmers are having a hard start this year. First, it was cold, wet weather which delayed planting, and then Mississippi River flooding led to the loss of 200 square miles of prime eastern Missouri farmland when federal engineers blew out a levee to save a small town and sent water surging through a rural area. Now farms in western Missouri and Iowa are watching water rise from the swollen Missouri River as water is let out of reservoirs upstream to ease conditions there. As a result of all the flooding, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says 1.5 million less acres of corn will be planted this year than originally expected. But it says more corn will still be planted this year than last, and farmers could still have a near-record harvest. Coupons are now available to help low-income seniors buy fresh fruit and vegetables at farmers markets. Iowa Department on Aging spokesperson Michelle Schaefer says the coupons are available on a first-come, first-served basis.
It's through the Iowa Senior Nutrition Program, and it benefits low-income older Iowans. It helps them live healthier lives by giving them fresh farmers market fruits and vegetables. They're for low-income seniors, and they provide 10 checks for $3 each. They can be redeemed for fresh, locally grown produce at authorized farmers markets and farm stands.
Schaefer says the coupons are good through October 31st.
The eligible seniors must be 60 years of age or older with a household income level at or below $20,147 if single, or $27,214 for a married couple.
And she says there is a one-page application form you'll need to fill out.
It does not take long at all to find out through your local area agency on aging, you know, what they need to do and to get that application. And again, to find out, you know, which local area agency on aging is in their town, they can call 866-468-7887 and apply for those coupons before they're gone.
Schaefer says the program helps seniors as well as those who grow fresh food locally. And finally, in state news, it appears the biggest hurdle to completing the work of the 2011 legislative session is a dramatic difference of opinion on how best to reduce commercial property taxes. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Republicans in the House favor a 25% reduction in commercial property tax rates, while Democrats in the Senate have proposed a tax credit that would be paid directly to the owners of commercial property. The two sides can't even agree on what would happen if nothing is done. Republicans like Senator Jack Whitaker of Ankeny make this assertion.
I'm concerned about the estimated $1.3 billion of property tax increase that will hit our citizens and job creators if we choose to do nothing about our current property tax system.
Democrats like Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City make this counterargument.
It's your talking points on this. There's no way local governments are going to be increasing our property taxes statewide by $1.3 billion.
Legislative leaders met privately with the governor's staff Tuesday. While differences over the spending plan for next year's state budget have narrowed considerably, it is still unclear how the two parties can reconcile their different approaches to property tax reform. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And taking a look at national news, prosecutors have finished presenting their case against Casey Anthony, the Florida mother accused of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. The prosecution rested today after 19 days of testimony. The defense is expected to begin with its case tomorrow. Anthony's attorneys say Kaylee accidentally drowned and that Anthony's father helped to dump her body, but he denies that. Wisconsin's polarizing union rights law is set to take effect. The state Supreme Court determined late yesterday that a judge overstepped her authority when she voided the governor's plan to strip most public workers of their collective bargaining rights. The ruling is a major victory for Governor Scott Walker, who says the law is needed to address the state's budget shortfall. The first decline in energy prices in nearly a year is keeping overall consumer prices in check. The government says the consumer price index rose by 0.2% in May. Half the increase was seen in April, but Americans paid more for food, cars, and clothing. And the so-called core prices, not counting food and energy, were up by 0.3%, the biggest rise in nearly 3 years. And finally in the news, stocks have been falling sharply in early trading on Wall Street, and bond prices are rising as investors become more concerned about the debt crisis in Greece. Thousands of people gathered in the streets of Athens today to protest government cutbacks required to avoid a debt default. Demonstrators hurled rocks at riot police, who responded with tear gas. Credit ratings agency Moody's also said it may downgrade its ratings of France's three largest banks because of their exposure to Greek debt. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down a little more than 75 points. In our funeral announcement, 78-year-old Irene Bloom of Harlan died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Bloom will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old Lois Ness of Audubon died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Ness will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 76-year-old Merle Eberle of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Merle Eberle will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda has the arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of the arrangements. And that is a check of the news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.